From the Heart, May 27. Rest in Christ. You who are troubled, rest with us. Let us not forget that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. The compassionate Savior invites all to come to Him. Let us believe the words of our Lord and not make the way to Him so hard. Let us not travel the precious road, cast up for the ransomed of the Lord to walk in, with murmuring, with doubts, with cloudy forebodings, groaning, as if forced to an unpleasant, exacting task. The ways of Christ are ways of pleasantness, and all His paths are peace. If we have made rough paths for our feet and taken upon us heavy burdens of care in laying up for ourselves treasures upon the earth, let us now change and follow the path Jesus has prepared for us. We are not always willing to give our burdens to Jesus. We sometimes pour our troubles into human ears and tell our afflictions to those who cannot help us, and neglect to confide all to Jesus, that He may change the sorrowful ways to paths of joy and peace. The shortness of time is urged as an incentive for us to seek righteousness and to make Christ our friend. This is not the great motive. It savors of selfishness. Is it necessary that the terrors of the day of God be held before us to compel us through fear to right action? This ought not to be. Jesus is attractive. He is full of love, mercy, compassion. He proposes to be our friend, to walk with us through all the rough pathways of life. Christ's invitation to us all is a call to a life of peace and rest, a life of liberty and love, and to a rich inheritance in the future immortal life. We need not be alarmed if this path of liberty is laid through conflicts and sufferings. The liberty we shall enjoy will be the more valuable because we made sacrifices to obtain it. The peace which passeth knowledge will cost us battles with the powers of darkness, struggles severe against selfishness and inward sins. In the face of temptation, we should school ourselves to firm endurance, which will not provoke one murmuring thought. Although we may be weary in toiling and in fighting the good fight of faith, we cannot appreciate our Redeemer in the highest sense until we can see Him by the eye of faith, reaching to the very depths of human wretchedness, taking upon Himself the nature of humanity, the capacity to suffer, and by suffering, putting forth His divine power to save and lift sinners up to companionship with Himself.